the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, as we were hearing before the break there, there is a documentary, two-part documentary, which starts on RT tonight, Turbulence, the story of Ryanair. And I should say that I was interviewed for the documentary and I believe I appear in it, but I actually haven't seen either of the two episodes, so I can't say anything about it. I was interviewed because I had written a book about Michael O'Leary back in 2018, which was actually called Turbulent Times for the Man Who Runs Ryanair. Now, we're joined by a man who joined Ryanair after I'd written that book and became its head of social media. And Michael Corcoran, great to see you again. Thank you very much for joining us.
And I had a sneaky peek and you did okay. They didn't hang you out to dry.
Right, good. Good to know that. Let's talk a little bit about the reputation of Ryanair, because that was something that you were essentially given the job of overseeing, wasn't it? Being head of social media was a large part of the reputation management for Ryanair.
Yeah, I guess if you think of social media, you think of being the front line of what a business is in the current world, where everything you say and do has the ability to be responded to by the public and taken and elevated and blown out of proportions for good and for bad. And I think a lot of things we learned, and we learned from the history of Ryanair and its ability to use irreverence and self-deprecation to generate publicity, and no better place than social media to kind of carry that mantle on and move it forward.
Because Michael O'Leary historically has been very much to the forefront of projecting an image of Ryanair. He's almost been like an actor at times in the way that he has gone out and made inflammatory statements to get attention from Ryanair. He's done it through numerous radio and television interviews, very much across the press releases in the days when newspapers perhaps were more important than they are now. Personally writing the press releases on many occasions, overseeing changes to the press releases, at least on one occasion that I was told about, sending out a press release in the name of somebody else who didn't even know it was been sent out. But then tell me about the change to social media and how he's been involved in that.
Well, he hasn't really been involved in my time in the social media. He actually gave us the license to carry on because he would let on that he doesn't understand what social media is. However, I would argue, I think he knows exactly what it is. And once he started to see a glimpse of us understanding him and what he did for many, many years, he kind of gave us the creative license and freedom to do that. Now, I found it incredibly strange at first, knowing how hands-on he is with everything else. And you're right down to the T exactly what he does. But for some reason, mainly because I think we got it and we actually literally probably played the character that he played so, so well, he kept within arm's reach.
Oh, so the character that you developed online with Ryanair was essentially an extension of Michael O'Leary's own character, given that, I suppose, at this stage, he's sort of half man, half aircraft, isn't he?
And the rest, I'd say. Yeah, but that was exactly it. So, like, when you have people who work on social media, once they get behind the keyboard, it is very difficult to be consistent because people tend to think of their own personal views and their own personal direction when it comes to being the voice of a brand. But we had to create this muse or Frankenstein character, and it possessed a couple of characters within its DNA. But the main core character was the self-deprecating, irreverent voice of Michael O'Leary that came into the modern world of social. Now, would he have spoken the way we spoke in the world of social? No, we probably had to modernize his tonalities to appeal to a younger, a millennial audience. But it was inherently Michael that we learned from and how we performed and the team studied to actually get the character right.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the platforms you used and how you used them.
So we predominantly would have looked at TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and then from time to time some other platforms like YouTube. But we would have had...
Sorry, I noticed you didn't mention X or Twitter as it would have been.
Well, sorry, X and Twitter as well. I keep on forgetting. I think I buried it about 2 years ago and forgotten about it. But again, Elon Musk and Michael had some recent tete-for-tete, which is also quite interesting and probably the best use of old and new, you know, publicity that I've ever seen the brand do. But we would have taken care of Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and X. And across those channels, there was little bits of nuance based on the demographic and the audience. but there was a silver thread going through it all, that we were using newsjacking as a way to win people's attention and publicity.
Newsjacking, explain that to me.
So you think of the news cycle that happens now, the shows of what we've done for, and again, exactly, the agenda you'll have this evening. We picked the moments within news and internet culture that we thought that we could either directly or indirectly insert ourselves into to give our irreverent perspective, but bring it back to low-cost aviation. And that was an entry point, because you think about scrolling your feed. When you scroll your feed, the algorithm is normally kind of determined based on the news cycle, whether that's propaganda from the billionaire owners or the actual news cycle. And what we wanted to try and do was to appear immediately after some of the media houses or media publications will be pushing that news, which meant this is the information that's in there in people's minds as they scroll. And if we had some form of, you know, comical or entertainment-driven response to those moments, well, then we would stay fresh in their minds and we'd be able to connect to it and start building recall.
This now, is the attention economy, as I call it.
I think so, but a lot of brands tend to do it right now and get it wrong, because the second part of what we did then, we actually then followed up with what we would have called always on content. And that was the most important messaging about decreasing friction and the perception of traveling low cost in a way that actually got people to understood the Ryanair model. And as I say, hate the brand less.
Because that is a problem. I mean, Ryanair over the years has been dogged by a lot of bad publicity, that despite the fact that it has low prices that over 200 million people a year are prepared to pay, you still get an awful lot of commentary saying that I would never travel with it, or that it's an appalling experience. And yet, so many people use it.
Completely. And I think the documentary unpacks that, I think, really, really well, that the friction is built around not understanding what Ryanair do to get your tickets low. So you think, take an example, you're boarding at the gate, and as the plane comes in, everyone's brought out inch by inch, hail, rain or snow, you're stuck in the stairwell, you're stuck in the tarmac. But that's all part of what they call the 25-minute turnaround. But if you don't explain that, people think they're just being treated badly. Whereas if you understand you're part of the dance and a cog in the machine, and this is an important reason to get the plane back in the air, because planes in the air are cheaper than planes on the ground, well, then you probably feel a little less frustrated, because now you understand why I'm standing there, or why I might feel like cattle been pushed onto the back of
a truck. Are you telling me Michael O'Leary doesn't take a perverse pleasure in leaving you standing in the sleet and cold in an airport in Poland or in Dublin in the middle of winter, that he doesn't quite just actually look out and laugh like an evil figure out of a James Bond movie?
There may be some truth to that, but an evil person in Mullingar somewhere, maybe that's more accurate. But yes and no. I think it's just people's lack of understanding of the business model means that that causes unnecessary friction. And then you're left with a choice. Either you accept that process or that product for the price you pay, or you don't. And that's okay. And I think that's what we went out and set out to do, was if people can understand the model better, we can find a very entertaining way to do it using some of the frustration, pain points and the memification of Ryanair as a brand over the years.
So give me some examples of stuff that you did during your time there as head of social media.
So a lot of the, like they say, the always on content, we would have looked at, you know, people complaining about being treated like cattle, been shoved onto the back of a truck based on standing in the stairwell. Well, we would have started with the pain point and the annoyance as the hook or the attention in a series of content. Then we would have explained why you were standing there in a very kind of satirical, funny way. And then the payoff was, well, now that you know it, you understand it better, you like it. A lot of the newsjacking stuff has probably been covered quite a lot, where we would have grabbed a lot of people's attention in a very funny way.
Yeah, but that's often regarded by many companies as a risk, that they don't want to get into conflicts with governments or competitors, or most importantly, customers. You know, the customer is always right, which is not something that Michael O'Leary believes in.
No, because as you, again, will learn in the documentary, Ryanair is very litigious, and using the courts and pressure on lobbyists and politicians has been a tactic for many, many years to either generate publicity or make change in policies and positioning when it comes to operating as a business. And without that pressure, probably the rules around European travel would never have changed. Or if any time they weren't getting what they wanted, they'd bring people to court and were willing to pay the price. So I think that type of, you know, mindset translated into the topics we inserted ourselves into. Because if we did do something wrong and we did get this something like a legal letter, the worst possible thing that could happen is a cease and desist. And all we do is apologise or not, depending on how people see fit, remove the content and move on.
I see. the statement from Ryanair saying that they have over 250 marketing, digital, IT and social media professionals to drive the social media presence. I'm amazed it's that many people, because I thought everything was supposed to be low-cost operator. Is that just because of all the people who are required across all the various languages, that it's not just in English that this has been
Well, that's
done?
Not predominantly just social media. So, like, in our day, we had a team of 8 people. And yes, you had the extension of the wider marketing department who either made a cameo as an actor, who we had to deliver upon certain campaigns and messages with, and how to kind of roll up our sleeves. That 250 is probably broken across the product marketing, which would be everybody who's developing the in-app product to make the experience better, upsell and monetize, right out to PR or the people who write the radio stings for a sister radio station sponsorship, which Michael also writes to.
Yeah, he actually writes those.
He still does. I don't think anybody in the business has been able to crack that for poor old Michael. But, and it's kind of the one of the last advertising pieces, aside from the Christmas campaign, that I can remember. He is really hands-on and rigorous with compared to anything else.
Okay. Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I couldn't answer it. I'm wondering because important people listen to maybe that station. So he wants to make sure that he has the messaging right, even when it comes to the advertising there. Or
does he not trust people to do things?
I don't know if he does. And I think it's just, I think it's a behavior of him with my little interactions with him that he will always have, because he is over every bit of detail. Aside from social media, which is why I always found it strange that he wasn't over my shoulder a lot telling me what to do. Maybe because we did exactly the way it was needed to be and we got lucky.
Yeah, but is he not dismissive of social media as one of these sort of modern parts of life that he probably doesn't quite approve of?
I think he does, but he also sees it as a business opportunity, which you look at what happened most recently between him and Elon Musk. And when it came to the verbal abuse Elon gave Michael, he didn't see that as, ooh, social media is bad. He went, I can make a lot of
opportunity.
An opportunity on this.
I can't imagine there'd be very many corporate bosses anywhere who would relish the idea of getting into a fight online with Elon Musk. And yet he embraced it and I think probably won it.
I believe he did. And I think even in my time and the great work that we did, again, my biased view of that, I think that was the one time I've seen the old traditional PR of Michael O'Leary and the new style of media hype and generation of social media coming together and going on steroids. Because if you look at the broadcast coverage, if you look at the social media coverage, and if you look at the earned media potential of what that has done, that has probably done more for Ryanair's numbers, like publicity-wise, and potentially commercially, I don't know, because we always struggle to connect the two from a measurement point of view, than in probably the most recent years.
Michael Corcoran, I'm going to leave it there, as former head of social media in Ryanair and a contributor to the documentary which starts on RT1 television tonight over the two Mondays. This is Turbulence, the story of Ryanair, telling the 40-year story of what is now Europe's biggest airline. Thank you very much, Michael.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.